Good afternoon, and welcome back to A Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Christina Michelle, and today's show is a collaboration between KTOO and the Black Awareness Association of Juno. If you are just tuning in, I have been having a conversation with Kelly, Blaine, and Jay about interracial dating and the nuances of dating in Juno specifically. So, they have shared some very interesting perspectives, and this has been a wonderful conversation. And now we're just going to switch gears here to end the show. And I'm going to ask if you could have a conversation with any Black person, living or not, who would it be and why? And this is a question that we'll be asking all of our guests during February in honor of Black History Month. So who would like to jump in with that answer?
I'm going to go with a more generic answer, and I would just like to talk to anyone successful, like a Michael Jordan or Jay-Z or any that's gotten over the hump, because there's definitely a secret sauce there somewhere.
Yeah. Absolutely. Blaine, you look like you're thinking, so I'm going to jump in here real quick.
Good.
I agree with you, Jay. Somebody who's achieved a humongous amount of success, because obviously, I mean, success leaves clues, and definitely got some information to impart. Having said that, I would love to talk to Oprah. And I wish I could think of somebody who's like not alive, and it would be Oprah living. I think Rosa Parks, for someone who's not living, and, you know, Oprah for obvious reasons, but I just admire her wisdom and her talent, and her skill. And I definitely want to, you know, get some of that secret sauce recipe too. And with Rosa Parks, I just have so many questions. Like, did she know or have any idea like what she was doing when she did it in that day of like not getting up and giving her seat up on the bus? You know, did she have any idea of the mark in history that she was about to make? Or was she afraid of going to jail? Like, just what was her thought process? Or was she just in the moment and not thinking about any of that and just doing her? So those probably would be my top two. And I'll save the others for next week, because I could run down a whole list. But those are my two for tonight. And Blaine, if you're ready.
So it would either be like Condoleezza Rice or Oprah, but both for their networking abilities.
Yeah. Fantastic. Okay. Well, thank you again to our guests, to you, Blaine, and to you, Kelly, and to you, Jay. So much appreciate you being here today and sharing your experiences and your thoughts. It's been a wonderful show. Is there anything that you want to share in closing that we did not talk about?
No, just thank you for having me and listening to us.
Absolutely. It's been my pleasure.
I'd echo that same thing.
Okay. Fantastic. Well, then we're going to go ahead and close out our show. And to our listeners, thank you so much for joining us. And we are here every Thursday on A Juno Afternoon. If you have any questions about the Black Awareness Association of Juno, please feel free to visit us on Facebook. You can just search Juno BAA. And if you have any questions about anything else that Black Awareness Association is doing, you can also reach out to us at junobaa@gmail.com. And also, if you would like more information on the Lovings, the information that I shared earlier, you can find it at biography.com. Thank you again. Have a wonderful rest of your day, and we will talk to you again next Thursday. Bye.